the 2018 community involvement scheme, we were, all local authorities were invited to make submissions to the department back in March. We were advised that there was a 10 million fund available nationally. But the terms of the scheme are that these are works that must be carried out on public roads or to serve you know, public utilities such as graveyards, for example, and so on. But there is a contribution required from the community, and in terms of the scheme itself, it's set out that that can be in terms of works carried out by the community or in terms of a monetary contribution. But as a percentage of the total scheme, the requirements are that a minimum of 15% of the cost of the works must be contributed by the community. And I suppose that is a departure. I mean, I suppose historically, public roads are funded in the manner of grants allocations from the Department of Transport or from TII in the case of our National Roads Network. And they are supplemented then by the council's own resource allocation in each year's budget. But this scheme, if you like, is a departure from that. It was in place, or we had a pilot a couple of years ago, but as I said, a national fund was of 10 million euros put in place this year. Sligo has secured 1.45 million over 2 years, 550,000 of that this year, and the balance in 2019. We received a very significant number of applications for this scheme, and we have about almost 80 projects across the county, which are estimated to cost almost 2.3 million euro. The funding that we had applied to the department for those was 1.935 million, so the fact that we received funding of 1.453, albeit over 2 years, so it does represent a reasonable allocation of funding. It is funding that will be invested in the road network in Sligo, but it is being invested in the public road network in Sligo, and at the same time, the communities are required to make a contribution towards those works that will be carried out. So I certainly would expect that there will be, you know, there'll be people with different views on this matter. I suppose in general, people will welcome a further investment in the roads network in Sligo. But the reality is, we're looking for communities to contribute funds, and it's those communities that will contribute the funds that will obviously get priority in relation to delivering the schemes across Sligo.